Do you know the difference between cost of goods sold and direct operating expenses? Today's video, I'm going to explain that to you in great detail.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Gromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And like I said earlier, today, we're gonna talk about the difference between cost of goods sold and direct operating expenses. While they're very similar, they're also extremely different. Most restaurants get these two confused and they're tracking them in the wrong places. It's also a little bit difficult to track them. So I'm gonna share with you a little trick and a way to track these expenses a little bit better. Let's do a quick review here. So costs of goods sold. This is when we say food cost or beer cost, wine cost, liquor cost. Those are costs of goods sold. Let's just break it down simply. It's the cost of a good that we're selling, right? It's the cost of a good that we're selling. So how much did you buy something for? How much are you selling it for divided, right? So it's the sales price divided by the purchase price or the production price if it's like a recipe. Basically, again, I'm not getting into formulas here today. You can look for other videos where I have cost of goods formulas and things like that. But direct operating expenses is something that we haven't really talked about too much. Let me just quickly go back to cost of goods sold here for a second. That is a direct expense. Now, I know this is going to get confusing, so bear with me. But what I mean by a direct expense is that if you sell a hamburger, every single time you sell a hamburger, it's going to get a bun and a piece of cheese and a burger patty and a whole bunch of other things, right? It's directly related, meaning you can't sell a hamburger without selling a bun and a burger. I mean, there's always the exceptions, right? But for the most part. Now, when we get into direct operating expenses, and forgive the word because this is where the confusion comes in, these are direct in the sense that they're related to sales, but they're not directly related. And we should almost call them like related operating expenses, but we don't. We call them direct operating expenses. And what that means is something like toilet paper or hand soap or hand towels or to-go containers, these often fall into the direct operating expense category. Now, every restaurant's gonna do things different. Sometimes you do include to-go containers in cost of goods sold, sometimes you don't. If you have any specific questions about if you should or shouldn't, please comment in the video below here and I'll be sure to answer them as best I can. I have some very specific rules about that. But again, that's not the purpose of today's video. The purpose is the direct operating expenses. So what I mean by like chemicals or toilet paper or hand towels or hand soap is that the busier your restaurant is, the more that stuff you're gonna use, but it's not 100% directly related. Meaning, if you have 100 customers in your restaurant today and they all order hamburgers, you're gonna sell 100 buns and 100 burger patties. But if you have 100 customers in your restaurant today, you can't relate that to an exact amount of toilet paper. But if you have 200 customers in your restaurant, generally speaking, you're gonna go through more toilet paper than 100. But it's not 100% directly related, right? You're gonna use more hand soap with 100 or with 200 customers than 100. You're gonna use more dishwashing chemicals with 200 customers than with 100, but not a one-to-one ratio. So that's the difference. Now, a lot of people ask, what should my direct operating costs be? Somewhere between 4 and 8% is the general industry standard. Let's just say 6%. It's gonna depend on what you put in there. It's gonna depend on the volume of your restaurant. It's gonna depend on the type of restaurant. Fast food restaurants that use a lot more paper goods and a lot more to-go containers, like fast food quick service, usually have higher direct operating expenses than quote unquote, you know, finer dining or plate service restaurants. But again, it's gonna kind of vary. What's most important, as you always hear me say when it comes to your numbers, is that you're comparing your numbers to your numbers and nobody else's. I don't care what someone else's direct operating expense is because I don't know what they put in it. What's yours? I don't care what someone's food cost is because I don't know what they put in it. What's your food cost tracked weekly, monthly, yearly? Is it trending down or is it trending up? If it's trending up, we got a problem, we got to fix it. If it's trending down, you're doing great. If it's flat, you're probably doing great too. So the point is the difference between cost of goods sold is that they are 100% related, a product and a sale. Direct operating expenses are partially related, meaning that they move in a general trend together, but they're not 100% related. So I promised you an easy way to track these. And to be honest, unless you are custom building spreadsheets or you're a very advanced user in QuickBooks and you're able to create categories and subcategories and work all this stuff out, and even then it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, or whatever accounting software you're using, I have some software that we have developed over the last few months. It's called Bacon, and we've just recently released it to a small group of test people. The tests have been going great. We're not quite open to the public yet. Well, it depends when you watch this video, but either way, there's a button below that will take you to the Bacon software website where you can learn more about it and either apply if we're still in beta testing or early adopter testing, or if it's open to the public, there'll be an opportunity for you to take a trial or to sign up or whatever. But the point is, below this video is a button where you can look at our Bacon software, which very inexpensively and very easily will help you track your cost of goods sold, your direct operating expenses, your labor expenses, which will altogether give you prime cost on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. And the best part is, if you're not taking inventory in your restaurant, or if you hate taking inventory, we have a patent pending algorithm in our software that will give you a very, very accurate number without taking inventory. There's so much more in the software, I can't even tell you about it. But again, click the button below and learn more about it. I hope this helped explain to you the difference between cost of goods sold and direct operating expenses. And I hope this video helps you make more money, enjoy more profits, and just enjoy operating your restaurant a little bit more. Sorry it went long. Have a wonderful day. I look forward to seeing you next week with another one of these great training videos. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.